Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Oh, it is great to be talking Magic basketball here on this Monday night. What a terrific performance out of the Orlando Magic this past weekend, coming off a poor road trip where they go just 1-5. I tell you what, they started over. The official second half of the season began on Saturday, and this Magic team came out fired up and swept the weekend series. First, the Boston Celtics on Saturday, and then the Houston Rockets last night, 116-109, just a terrific performance. Both games were very similar. You kind of struggled offensively to start the game, but neither Boston nor Houston could make enough shots to kind of put you away. So the Magic hung around, had big third quarters in both of those games, and ended up making the plays that they needed to down the stretch in the fourth quarter to beat both teams. The building was jumping. You fans were tremendous inside the Amway Center the last couple of days, and we're going to need that again this weekend. We got the Brooklyn Nets coming into town on Friday, who we are chasing in the standings, and we've also got the Milwaukee Bucks, one of the best teams in the NBA, in the building on Saturday, in another strange home-and-home back-to-back. So we're going to need you again. Your presence was felt this past weekend, and that was fun inside the Amway Center. We're going to break it all down with the head coach of the Orlando Magic. Steve Clifford's going to join us here in about a minute. We're going to talk about last night's win, the win over the Boston Celtics, and what lies ahead for this Magic team, who is making terrific strides on the defensive side of the basketball. Offensively, they're going to come and go. They're going to have nights where they don't shoot it as well as they did this past weekend. But defensively, they have made big strides. So we'll talk to Coach Clifford and get his thoughts on that. But how about this? James Harden goes for 38 points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists, but misses 16 threes. That ties an NBA record. He's an unbelievable talent, but he was off from distance, and credit the Magic defense. He got no easy looks from beyond the perimeter. Magic made him work for everything, and then that just terrific ball movement made big shot after big shot down the stretch, and the Magic beat the Houston Rockets yesterday. We want you back in the building here this weekend when Orlando comes back home to take on Brooklyn and Milwaukee, and also on January 29th when they have the Oklahoma City Thunder here in town. Go to OrlandoMagic.com and you can get all your tickets. Help us celebrate this 30th anniversary of Magic basketball. Well, we had terrific weather this weekend here in Central Florida, and we had terrific results on the basketball floor. Magic complete a sweep this weekend, and here to break it down is the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He is Steve Clifford, and I got to ask you before we get into the games themselves, was it a bigger win, the Magic over the Houston Rockets, or Man U over Tottenham? Well, which one was bigger?
Listen, the Red Devil win was huge, but not as big as the Magic one. How about that?
The new guy from Man U, Solskjaer, is 6-0.
He's knocking it out. But this was the big one because, you know, it was on the road against a great team in Wembley. So it's a giant win for them.
All right. Well, congrats, and I know you'll continue to monitor that. Just take us through this weekend, Coach. I know every one of those guys said how much they appreciated the fact that, yeah, everyone was disappointed with how the road trip went at 1-5, but the fact that you made the point that that's over and done with, nothing you can do about it. You got 41 games now to get back into this playoff race, and how did you think they responded these last two games?
Oh, I thought watching, you know, it's there's a lot of good, but obviously the best thing we did was against two, you know, really, really good teams. I mean, we scored 65 against Boston in the second half, and then I think we had 61 in the second half last night. And the way we finished the game last night with that level of, I think, ball movement and then shot making, you know, is what you have to have in this league to win. I thought Evan and Wes both did a terrific job, you know, being smart with the way, you know, they defended last night. And Aaron Gordon is, you know, he's just, you know, to me, he's getting better and better, you know, in terms of what he wants to do, which is what he said from the beginning, is, you know, he wants to become a better two-way player, and he's worked hard at it, and you know, all of his hard work right now is starting to come to fruition.
Well, how about that, Coach? Speaking with Steve Clifford, Magic Head Coach, your club is 9-2 when Aaron scores 20 or more, 7-0 when he scores 22 or more. But that's not the story for Aaron Gordon. It's what you just mentioned, how he wants to be a two-way player, how he wants to bring it on the defensive end. But what have you seen from him the last two games, really on both ends of the floor? He seemed to be more assertive and didn't settle offensively and seemed to be his same self defensively.
Yeah, I think just what you said is the ball's going to the basket, and then it's, you know, he's making both scoring plays. I mean, to be honest, if you look at the last five offensive plays last night, the big DJ Augustine three, right, he started by getting the ball in the wing, attacking a closeout, getting in the paint. He could have taken a shot, which for him, you know, whatever, has a degree of difficulty, but certainly it's a shot he could make. And he kicked it out with the defense moving, and it led to the second drive. So he really set up that play. When we were up five, the Vooch paint catch out of the high low was a terrific entry pass from Aaron. And then out of that same set, he came back on the next possession and faked and drove the ball and got a big layup. So, you know, he's just making a lot of good, smart basketball plays that are, again, good for him and good for his teammates.
You know what was interesting, Coach? That there was a play that DJ made that you mentioned where it seemed like everybody touched it. It got zipped around into a wide open DJ, made a nice move. And then it seemed each one of your last four baskets came from four different players. Do guys realize, do they start to see that, hey, if I move the basketball, I might get it back? And every one of us can have an impact and put a stamp on this thing.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, like for our team, that's how it has to be. And I think so. And what's interesting is, as kind of a sidebar, you know, I always get some, you know, notes, sometimes detailed notes, which are very helpful from Stan. And, you know, one of the things he mentioned when he texted me after the game was the same thing, that we had actually all five starters scored big baskets in the last 3.5 minutes of the game.
Yes, that's
right. And that's
right.
What he was talking about is the ball movement and, you know, how quickly they move from, you know, one option to the next and how critical it is for our team. And so that'll be part of our practice tomorrow.
Well, that's great. Pointing that out. And
Dante, I do want you to know, I'm not going to mention to them that Stan noticed that, but I will let him know that you did.
Yeah, that'll mean a tremendous amount, won't it, Coach, coming from me?
Absolutely.
Well, keep it going. It's been fun to watch, and you have a number of guys that have made contributions here, and I look at a guy like Nick Vucevic, Coach. I mean, we talk about it a lot, we'd love to see him play in that All-Star game, but things seem to make sense for you. They slow down, and boy, he made a big basket against the Boston Celtics and again last night.
Yeah, and he makes those plays, which I think when he gets the ball deep like he did last night sometimes, he's so skilled in there that he makes it look like it's an easy shot, and it's not. And there aren't many guys in this league, even in this league, that can, you know, catch the ball like that at, like, whatever, 10 feet, you know, 2 feet in the paint. He had the quick fake to one way and come back for that little jump hook. And, you know, he's just so, so skilled. But again, you know, it's he's in here early every day. And, you know, he's very committed and very serious about, you know, his game. And that's why he's such a good player.
Okay, Coach, hang in there. We got one more segment with you, Magic fans. The Magic win last night, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza. You're going to get 50% off your entire regular menu price order all day today. PapaJohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. You're driving home from work thinking, what are we going to do for dinner? Well, take advantage of this promo at Papa John's. PapaJohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. We'll have more with the head coach of the Magic, Steve Clifford, when we return to Magic Drive Time here in a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Roof damage is not always visible from the ground. In order to make sure your roof is sealed and secure during rain and hurricane seasons, call Carol Bradford Roofing today for a free roof inspection. As the official builder of the Orlando Magic, Carol Bradford Roofing is a licensed and insured family-owned company who has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products to protect the most prized possessions under a roof, your family. To speak with a professional today, call 833-237-ROOF or visit them at carolbradfordroofing.com.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. We want you guys to send Nick Vucevic to the All-Star Game. You can vote at nba.com/vote or through the NBA app. You have until January 21st to send Nick Vucevic to the 2019 NBA All-Star Game. Speaking with Magic head coach Steve Clifford, and you've been around these guys long enough, coach, and I know there's some games where you said, hey, I didn't know if we were going to win, but I knew we were going to play well. You could see the focus. What was your sense going into this weekend? Did it feel to you like a group that was kind of beat up from the road, or a group that was happy to be home and ready to prove everybody wrong and start the second half the right way?
Yeah, no, I did feel, after we practiced on Friday, I actually felt very good about where we were at. And then, the same thing Saturday morning in the shoot around, they were like locked in, very focused, you could tell. And I didn't know if we were going to win, but I did think that we would play well. And last night, those back-to-backs, it's hard to get a read, to be honest with you, because, you just, the way we do it, we just come in the afternoon, which is the way most teams do it. And, kind of try to get organized about 3 hours before the game so they can get as much rest as possible. And it's really hard to get, a feel for where they are. But they were, ready to go last night. We fought hard for that win.
Oh, you certainly did. And it was interesting, Coach. Your previous four games, you'd scored 17. You'd averaged 17 points a game and 28% from the floor in the third quarter. Seemed to be a pivotal quarter for you. Last two games, you averaged 32.5. Did anything change? Did guys make shots? Did they share the ball more? What did you see these last two games to start the second half?
Well, a big part of it's always going to be the shot making. And then it's also, the thing you have to look at is how are the shots being, how are we creating those shots? And we're like any other team. When we get more spot-up threes, with our feet are set, we have a number of guys who can shoot a high percentage of those. And when you shoot more like off the dribble, we won't be as good. And no other team really outside of Golden State is as good that way either. So, definitely the shot making, just to give you an example, in Utah, we were 9 for 16 from three in the first half. And so that means in 16 possessions, you score 27 points off three, you're going to have a good half. And
right.
In the second half, and many of those shots were similar shots, we were 4 for 19. So that means in 19 possessions, you scored only 12 points. And frankly, unless you're just incredible getting to the free throw line, never turn the ball over and hit every two, it's going to be hard to have a good offensive half. So how we create the shots is obviously critical, but shot making has, become a bigger and bigger part of the NBA.
Oh, it certainly is, and it was apparent there, and a couple of big wins here this past weekend. How much of a nightmare, I just have to know, from a coaching standpoint, to game plan for a guy like James Harden, knowing you could play the most perfect defense out there, and he's so crafty at getting to the free throw line, whether everyone thinks it was a foul or isn't, he gets there 13 times a night, and he didn't have it going from distance last night. But what did you see on the way your team defended it, and how challenging is it for a coach to prepare for a guy like that?
Yeah, he's brutal. I mean, he's just because, you know, he can shoot the three and you really can't do anything about it. You know, he has those step backs to either hand and he's got so much size and he gets it off so quickly that, you know, there's really not a lot you can do. Then obviously he has the ability to drive the ball. And he's a terrific passer. I mean, I don't know if you saw the one. I know you did. And he's doing it a lot this year when he drives the ball to his right hand. He throws the behind-the-back bounce pass to Capella on
yes.
the roll.
Right.
And it's just, you know, every year, like all the other great players, you know, he adds one or two things. But I just don't know, you know, what you do. That size, that strength, with the ability to both shoot the three, finish at the rim, and, you know, hit the big screening, rolling, or touching it to any of those other guys. Like, any mistake that you make, he finds the open man immediately. Just, you know, he has an amazing skill level.
I thought you made a great point pregame. He chooses who he wants to defend him, too. We were watching that play into itself as well last night. He's so crafty. Your bench, Coach, I know it's been up and down, and you've been searching and a number of different combinations, but outscoring that bench 37-7 last night, I know that doesn't tell the whole story because they defended as well. But what are guys like Isaiah Briscoe, Kem Birch, guys that didn't get a chance, but getting an opportunity now, what have they shown you, and really West defensively as well?
Well, I mean, I think in this weekend, you know, West has been playing, I think, you know, pretty regularly anyway. I mean, for me, right. West is smart. He's a good competitor. And I'm very comfortable when he's on the floor at both ends of the floor that we're going to play a smart, intelligent game. And I think his shooting is getting better and better. Kim, to me, if you look at the numbers last year, when he played last year, the defense and the rebounding, you know, were very, very good. And then he, you know, one of the things he did this weekend is he's such a good screener, which is, again,
right.
always been important, and I think in today's NBA game even more so. But he brings a roll game. You know, he's so quick to roll to the basket. And then I think, you know, Isaiah, he has the size, the strength, and the skill level to play even against starters. I mean, you know, he competed physically fine with both Kyrie and with Rozier. And, you know, those are two, you know, obviously very good players, but also terrific athletes. And so I think that for him, this was a good start, and now it's important that he built on it.
Well, Coach, I look at your ranks, and that's good insight there. Seventh in your defense here on the year now, seventh in points per game allowed. You're sixth in defensive rebounding percentage. You're tied for fourth in second chance points allowed. Sixth in opponent points in the paint. Top 10 in a number of defensive categories. Are there one or two that you're most proud of, or that to you tells the story the most, and that you keep working on these guys with, and how have you seen their progression?
Yeah, we're getting there. I actually, before I called you, I just had a meeting with David Bench, and you know, we meet regularly, and you know, we lock in on the three or four things offensively and defensively, and the biggest area that we've improved from the first 20 games is the defensive rebounding, where in the last 10 games, we've actually been first. And again, with all the three-point shooting now, with teams shooting quicker, offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding have become much more important factors in consistent play. So it's something that we've improved on, and we must continue to do so.
All right, lastly, I hate the word easy because there's nothing easy in this league, but moving from here on out, it looks like opponent win percentage is at about 48%, which would put you at the fifth, they'll call it easiest or maybe lightest schedule for the remainder of the year. How do you take advantage of this? I know you don't phrase it that way, but you do have an opportunity with a little bit of a let up in the schedule. Now you got to get that consistency, right, Coach? Big weekend, you can't have a letdown after that.
That's exactly right, and that's what, again, I mean, we keep talking about it. That's what this league is all about, is is that you've got to have a way to play that will allow you to win consistently in the NBA and also takes advantage of the strengths of particularly your best players. And I believe we have that. And when we've, you know, been committed to it and been able to do it consistently, we've shown that we can play against the better teams in the league, both here and on the road. And the challenge, though, is consistency. You know, we go to Detroit Wednesday, and as you know, I mean, that's, I mean, you know, if they say the level of competition goes down, then they didn't have my day sitting here watching, you know, Blake Griffin when he had 41 against the Clippers the other night, right. You know.
Right.
And there's no easy wins in this league, but it's all about that. Consistency, you know, playing for each other, and then continuing to have a mindset of getting better, making progress. You can't just go out and play the games. You've got to have know what we have to do to play well, and everybody's got to commit to that.
Well, keep up the good work, Coach. These guys are buying in, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. It was a great weekend. Fans had a blast the last couple of days, and good luck to you on Wednesday.
All right, Dante. Thank you.
You got it. Head coach of the Orlando Magic, Steve Clifford, kind enough to join us. Great to pick his brain and get a couple of minutes with him. And listen, what a weekend it was. Huge wins. You're coming back off a tough road trip, and you got Boston and Houston back-to-back, and you find a way to pull them both out. It was fantastic. Great energy in the building. You've now won four straight inside the Amway Center. You're protecting your home floor, and that's what it's all about. And we'd love to see you come back out. We got big games this weekend against Brooklyn and Milwaukee. Again, home and home, back to back, and then come out and see the Oklahoma City Thunder on Tuesday, January 29th. Get your tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com. Continue to vote for Nick Vucevic. We need to send him to the All-Star game, and tomorrow we get you covered right here on Magic Drive Time. Back to our regular start time of 6 o'clock tomorrow. Aaron Berlin will join me, and then we head to Detroit and try to keep this thing rolling. That's going to do it for us. Thanks again to head coach Steve Clifford, Aaron Berlin, our producer. Have a great night, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 o'clock right here on 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.